to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
Welcome back to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, broadcasting live here from the Hillside Festival 2024 on CFRU 93.3 FM here in Guelph, Ontario, and online, cfru.ca. We just heard a song by, and I got the name correctly, confirmed from the group themselves, Shebad. And I have them right here for our little talk here.
Hello.
Hello.
You have us in the palm of your hands.
Yes. I'm so glad to have you guys here to talk, because I've been playing your music now for, well, probably as long as you've been together. Why don't I let you first introduce each of yourselves individually?
Sure. So I'm Claire Voy, and I sing and I play guitar in Shebad.
And I'm Chicho Spagnolo, and I...
And I'm Bridget Walsh. I play violin, trumpet, and I do backup vocals.
I'm Emil White. I'll play keys, some bass, and saxophone.
I'm Emmett Leacock. I play drums and percussion.
Oh, wonderful. Like, a lot of multi-instrumentalists. I love that. Love that a lot.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
We're so happy to be here.
We're honored to be at Hillside and honored to be on the Marvelous Kaleidoscope. We've checked it out so many times.
Oh, thank you guys. Thank you so much. Well, how are you guys enjoying Hillside so far? You said you were here last night, correct?
Me and Emmy were. Right, Emmett?
Yeah, we were kicking it in Volley Village last night. We had a good time.
Yeah, we caught Moonbeam set at yes. Island Stage. It was pretty epic.
Yeah, I just ran into Valentina before the broadcast here, and she said it was, like, amazing.
Amazing. I unfortunately wasn't there, but it looked incredible. I saw some videos. And we love those guys so much. So
yeah, they're sweethearts, awesome. Like, the vibe is there.
Yeah.
So great, so good. Why don't we begin by how did Shebad come about? And how long has it been now? I guess it's been a few years, right?
Yeah, we started in 2019, and we met in... I think we met in 2018. Chicho and I had a class together, a music class, and then Chicho was playing at a weekly jazz jam at the Bull Ring on campus.
Oh, yeah.
And then we met through our class, and he learned that I sang, and he just kind of invited me up and said, you know, we would love to have a singer on stage. Do you want to come to one of these jazz jams? And I said, of course. And then from there, we've been together ever since, writing and playing.
Oh, yeah. Nice. So there's like a musical and personal chemistry, like with the music that you guys play in the interest of that, right?
Yeah, definitely. I remember, I think it was like the second time that Chicho and I hung out alone. We were in my little bedroom attic apartment, and we were just sitting on the floor with a keyboard, and that's when we wrote our first song. Like, immediately it just kind of connected, so... Yeah, it was pretty special, pretty magic.
Oh yeah, it was always magical to find like friends and artists that that you just connect with, and it's so special when magic comes out of that.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I guess the other guys had just left as we were talking.
They did leave. Yep.
Oh, that's so sad.
They left because they.
They want to go have a romp around Hillside, I'm sure. So,
and you know what? We're the mom and pop, so.
The mommy and daddy.
Mom and pop. Mom, I'm bad, and she's she.
Oh, nice. Well, there is a lot to see here at Hillside if you've never been before. Have you guys been at Hillside before?
No. This is my first year ever attending.
I came for, like, one show, but not a whole day.
Yeah. And yeah, we just came from the Indigenous Circle, which was really beautiful. We were all just writing a song. We kind of had a song circle, and we're gonna be taking part in their promenade later on tonight. So.
Oh, what is that about?
There's like a big puppet show and musical, like march around the whole grounds. By the Grand River Play Project. Yeah, I believe.
Yeah, I was seeing some of that.
Yeah.
So what time does that start then?
I think it's 6:00, 5:00, 6:00-ish.
6:00-ish.
Yeah. I'm still learning.
Yeah, like, and again, like, there's just so much going on here at Hillside. It's, you can't do it all even though you want to. And even spread out again over the 3 days as well.
Yeah.
I guess I was going to ask, how did you meet the other members? Like, how did you get the whole band together? Because I guess I was thinking it started as a duo project, correct?
Yeah, well, it started as that jazz trio and then had Claire there. And then it was COVID. And then it was just me and Claire working on writing and recording. We learned how to record during COVID. And, since then, it's just been... I've been in Flow, and we've known everybody through Guelph. Like, we've all met through Guelph. Emmett... who plays drums, has been to Hillside since he was like six or something. So this is his 12th or 13th year at Hillside. And he's just a super talented kid. He's in the program right now at the university. And say it was Bridget. And they came and saw us play. And yeah, just with a band, things ebb and flow, you know. But people come and go in terms of like just what their life needs and what the project needs. And so few of the forming members will... Yeah, all the forming members now, they have real jobs. So you know. But they're coming here. Yeah, Nathan Klassen and Toby Binder are coming for our set. We have a little special.
Oh, special guest appearance?
Special guest appearances. It's going to be so fun. I'm so excited. I'm so honored to be here.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, so why don't you describe the music of Shebad, especially like it sounds like it's very colorful with all the instruments that was mentioned, and yeah. I love that a lot. I can relate to all the instrumentation and both like electronic and acoustic.
Well, I think we pull from a lot of influences. I know Chichu and I have similar influences, which is really why I think we melded and connected so well when we first met each other. I think we kind of call our music indie soul. I don't know how accurate that is. I guess we're still...
I think it's kind of the best umbrella term that we've got so far. Because it's soft, but it's also got a lot of jazz influence. And we are quite, like, creative. We like to push the boundary a bit, which that doesn't really capture in the term indie soul. But also, it's indie. We make it ourselves in our house. So, yeah.
Well, like you record all stuff at your place?
Yeah. And at our friend Alex. Alex of Excuse Me, if anyone out there knows Excuse Me. Alex rocks and has a nice studio space as well, so we work with him sometimes too.
Yeah, nice. I think, yeah, listening to your music, it does sound, yeah, very indie, very, yeah, lots of, I can feel like the soul in that music, and it's kind of funky sometimes. Yeah. I do like, for my music, I'm a bass clarinetist, Piers Ulvai, and you definitely have like the, what would be the word? Like the levels of like calmness and then just like going more energized. And I like that flow, especially with your music.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I guess the first song that for this hour before we started talking was called Waves. It's supposed to be one of your new singles, correct?
Yeah. It was the first single that we put out that's going to be on our upcoming record. Our debut record, Music is the Answer. So that was the first one we put out, I guess, about a month ago now. Yeah,
that's exciting. I guess, or you did release an EP, I guess, before this, and I have it in my collection here.
Yes, yeah.
Well, I guess rather than me try to find it, why don't you tell us about, I guess, the EP was your first release?
Yeah, we did two singles before the EP, just as us like learning how to do it. And then we did a 5-song EP called Show Us It's Real. And now we're working on our album. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like, what are they're all mostly like singing, like vocal stuff. What are some of the themes that you guys explore in
the new one, or?
Well, like, I guess throughout the
whole project
at this point.
Definitely themes of connection to each other, connection to spirit, connection to nature and music. A lot of themes of love in all its forms, quite tied to connection, loss as well. There's been we've went through a bit of hard times in this writing, right, in our period of writing. So there is a lot of, I don't know, I think, I feel like, I'm hoping it's a comfortable listen, people enjoy it, but it also has this sort of depth that can make you look inwards and share and want to share with people. That's my favorite type of music, is the stuff that makes me look inwards. So yeah, I think themes in that realm.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I can totally relate to that right now, like connection and just trying to discover and work through feelings. Mm-hmm. And yeah, then nature as well. I've been more trying to connect more with nature too. So just something like the world right now is very traumatic, and it's heartbreaking to hear of all this, all the things going on. So people need So people need to try and like care for each other and stuff like that. I guess we'd agree with that, right?
Yeah, yeah, definitely a lot about collective and community care within the music as well. I think we're just so grateful for our community in Guelph, and that really serves as a big avenue of inspiration for us. So we're always talking to those themes, I think, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Guelph is a very special place, especially
for me. It's so special. We love this place. I work at the outdoor school in Guelph, and that's just connected me to so many good people. It's kept me grounded, kept me living, kept me connected to this amazing earth. I feel like Guelph has offered me the best life I could have asked for. So happy to be here at Hillside, that's for sure.
Oh, that's so that's so nice to hear.
Yeah, definitely. We would not be a band without this city, so.
Yeah, yeah.
0% chance.
Yeah, definitely. So why don't we now talk about the new music, at least the new singles, and what are we... Oh, they're fighting over the mic right now.
We're not. Trust me, we're not fighting over it. We're fighting over... Yeah, we're fighting over passing it, but I can talk about it. I got. Yeah, come on. But the new singles.
Are the new singles, and like, what are we going to be expecting from the new album?
Yes.
And it's a full length album.
It is 10 songs. As of right now, I don't think it'll go less, but there is a potential of it having 0.5 of a song or an interlude or something. But probably not. But we'll see. I'm getting stank eyes from across the Radio Shack. And it is 10 songs. There's going to be 4 singles off of it. And Waves just came out. Fairies just came out, which I really love that track.
Yes.
The next one that's coming out will be what we... This is Tidbits. We're closing with that track at our show tomorrow. It's called Black Walnut. And then the last one is called Brother, and it's going to be out September, and then the album's out just at the beginning of, at the end of October, beginning of November. Yes. November 1st.
November 1st.
Yeah.
Oh, that's special. I can't wait for that then.
Yeah.
Is there an overarching theme to the album?
Well, the album's called Music is the Answer, and that shows up in a lot of different ways on the album, but mostly it's all kind of... What we were saying, the themes of connection, love, loss, sorts of things that are heavier, but all of it drenched in this sort of like very loved and like supported musical ideas. Like we push it a lot. Me and Claire have some weird ways of writing. I'm not a guitar person first. I play bass my whole life, and I think about music in a different way than I think others, and same with Claire. Claire is an untrained musician, so we really meet in a beautiful place that creates something weird. And I just love people who have taken something like relatively difficult to pull off in music, and they made it work. I think Stevie Wonder does that. So I pray that we do that. I pray we do. But that's definitely the goal. So it has this sort of rich, dense musical elements to it. But also, yeah, it's like our life's work so far. That I've ever worked on. We've been working on it for like 2.5 years now. So, yeah.
And I think the title itself is just, for us, it's an honoring of how music has shaped and led our lives and led us to each other and, you know, just gifted us so, so much. Gifted us everything. And so I think that's kind of the through line throughout all of the songs is just an honoring of music itself and its power and beauty. Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful to hear. Like, I probably wouldn't be here without music either, so
yeah.
I connect with that a
Literally.
Lot. Yeah. I was going to say, I relate to the different compositional styles of people, because I certainly don't do my music, at least in the traditional way of like chords and stuff like that, which I learned to do that, but with my music it's very ambient and it's It's more improvisational. Do you guys do totally. Improv?
Well, first I'll say I've checked out your stuff, and I really dig it. The stuff that you've got on Bandcamp, it's really nice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. We do improvise quite a bit. We write mostly from a place of improvisation. I'm fortunate enough at outdoor school that I get to get paid to play my guitar and improvise all day with kids. And so I write a lot through improvisation at outdoor school and just finding things I really like, and then I'll just voice memo it kind of thing. But we improvise together, and I think we're getting to a place more and more where we're going to be doing that more so, like from on stage. Fortunately, we're getting longer sets. You know, you get a chance to stretch out a bit. It's kind of nice. But luckily, we're all from a jazz background, or if not from the background, have an affinity and a love and a curiosity for jazz. So it really shows up one way or another, improvisation. And I mean, I feel like I'm an absolutely improvisational person in general, so it shows up. And I think while we're writing too, a lot of like the little ads that we do are always improvised on top, sort of thing. Yeah.
I think that's, yeah, it's kind of like a general philosophy that we follow. It's just like that spirit of openness in the approach towards music making. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess now that reminds me, because I guess I knew the band because we were together in the university contemporary music ensemble. That was like so many years ago now.
Yes, with Ben Grossman.
Yes,
shout out.
Ben Grossman.
He actually... Okay, so I came to Guelph for computer science originally.
Oh, really?
I switched into music. I know, crazy. But it took me a long time to like accept that I am a free-spirited human and musician, as we all go through our journeys with whatever it is, whether it be queerness or, you know, identity or love or whatever you go through. And so for me, it was definitely letting myself believe in myself and be in music enough. But I remember, like, I kind of avoided... I went to Humber, the youth jazz ensemble when I was young, but I was always, like, not... I don't know, the city was too scary and big for me. But I always wanted to be there somewhere in my body. But then when I came to Guelph and I had the CME with you in it, that was the first time, like, I actually left one of the first one, maybe, and I was in tears. I was so, like... Oh man, this is what it's like to go to music school. It's so exciting. Like, you get a real amazing teacher like Ben Grossman, and yeah, he can move you. He's a great improviser. His spirit is bright. And so I was moved, and I was super grateful to be at Guelph for that.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
So nice to hear that.
It was a great ensemble.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I don't know if it's even running anymore.
I don't want to know. That'll break my heart.
Oh.
Things change so much.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I guess, why don't we... I don't know. Is there anything... I guess I've been seeing lately you guys performed in Toronto like maybe a few months ago at History of All Places. That's a big new venue. And why don't you want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. That was... the first time we got the call was for Thievery Corporation, which is really just incredible. And it was pretty last minute. I think that one was like 4 days before the show or something like that. And I guess their opener had dropped out, and so they needed someone to come and take the spot. And we had been in contact with the director of the Toronto Jazz Festival because we were applying for some spots for that. And I guess he... No, wait, I've got...
She's got it all wrong. Okay, so how it went was we had a show opening for Anomaly, and when we opened for Anomaly, it was a trio, and someone who also books at History saw us there, had our name in his head a little bit. When that thing fell through with Thievery Corporation, their opener, I have no idea who it would have been, we were asked, hey, you want to do it? And it was 6 days that we got the call, and we did that. And then it went well, which was amazing. And then the day before Kamasi Washington's show, their opener dropped out, and they said, hey, tomorrow, with no... No, it wasn't. It wasn't. They didn't even hear what Claire said. Claire said that it was the director of the Jazz Festival, and I said no, because it wasn't. But it was the same guy, same booker, and... he went up to the sound people at History and was like, I have a short list of people I should call to open for Kamasi Washington. And before they even saw the list, all of them were like, Shebad, we want Shebad back. And I was like, oh. So shout out to the freaking sound peeps at History. God bless. David, and it was, oh. David, I know David though, and I can see his face. And I know the other, I think it's Will. Yeah, I have them on Instagram. I love them. But anywho, shout out to them. And that was amazing. So within a day, and the crazy part is we didn't even get accepted. Like, we didn't even know if we were playing the gig until we got there. They just kind of said, like, we're waiting to hear back if you got it. And so we're like, okay, we'll just drive there. It was crazy. And then we did. And it was great also. Yeah. And so definitely two of the highlights of my life.
Yeah, like big venues, like with big crowds, I would
assume.
Yeah,
but it's not even the playing. It was just being in a room with Kamasi Washington, listening to tunes.
Are they big names?
Yeah, Kamasi Washington is like a hero of mine. I've been listening to The Epic for so long, and he's on like arguably my favorite track ever called Freeze Tag. And I just love that song so much. And so I told him that when I met him. I was like, you know, you're on like my favorite song in the world. And he was just like, oh, thanks, man. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I guess we have a few minutes left with you guys right now. Why don't we bring it back to our present time in here at Hillside? Or when are you guys performing again?
We're performing tomorrow, Sunday night, at the Island Stage at 10 p.m.
Oh, yeah, you're one of the closers for then. Oh, I wish I was there.
You're not going to be there?
No, I'm sorry. That's okay. I'm only here for today.
It's okay.
I will definitely have to catch you guys another time, for sure. Like, if you're performing all over on Southern Ontario, there will be a time that I will be able to see you guys.
Well, if I may, we're playing on November 30th as our album release show in Guelph, the Royal City Mission. It's going to be really, really amazing.
Oh, so nice. Okay. I'll have to watch out for that then.
Yeah.
Coming out for that. And if you need an opener, I can open for you. or a bass clarinetist at any point. Yes. I am free. I love collaboration. I love collaborating with people. So
I've never considered having a bass clarinet up.
I consider it every day.
And with effect pedals.
What's that, sorry?
I play my bass clarinet through effect pedals.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That changes everything. Heck yeah.
No, yeah. And other than your performance tomorrow, are you excited for any other groups or doing anything else?
I really want to catch Asanabi today, Five Alarm Funk, Rich O'Coin, and there's a few others, but those are the three that I'm like, it's unfortunate Rich O'Coin and Five Alarm Funk are playing at the same time, so I'm gonna have to sprint back and
between
forth
between the two.
Yes. And I wanted to see Nobro too, and they're also playing at the same time. As
I want to see Bronwyn Olsen tomorrow as well.
Is Katie Tupper playing today? Yesterday she played.
I know that you can't do everything.
I know, it's tough.
You need to clone yourself.
Wow.
Clone yourself and then merge back together.
Yeah.
And get all the collective memories.
I feel like the people got to know Hillside is a special festival. There's not really anything like it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I've been coming back now for a few years. Like, I've started off volunteering at Hillside itself, and now I'm doing more of the with CFRU. And yeah, it's just so special. Next year, I'm telling myself I'm going to just book off the whole weekend.
Yeah.
I'm just going to come up for the whole weekend.
Totally. It feels like if Guelph is this beautiful tree that homes us all, Hillside is like a nice pear on that tree.
Pear, nice.
That's how I see it.
Yeah, very nice.
You know what's the coincidence? Is I saw it exactly like that as well.
Twinning.
Two twins in a pear tree.
Very nice. I guess, is there any last things you guys want to add?
Emmett, any last words?
Oh, Emmett is back.
10 p.m. Sunday. Be there.
Steezy wonderful.
Live and in full effect.
That's Emmett.
Nice. Sorry.
Wait, I have one last thing. Yes. Emmett, when was your first Hillside memory?
Must have been 2004. I've been coming since I was born.
You were born in 2004?
Yep.
Nice.
Nice, yeah.
Couldn't be me. Couldn't be me.
Thanks. So yeah, so and then anything other, any last words?
Well, we want to say thank you, Nicholas, and the Centennial's Marvelous Kaleidoscope for...
Sentinel.
Sentinel, sorry.
All good.
See, you know what? You say Shabbat sometimes, I say Centennial. Yeah,
we forgive each other.
We forgive each other. Peace and love.
Peace and love, yeah.
It's not the enunciation, it's the heart that counts.
Yeah, big heart, yeah.
But yeah, we're so honored all the time. I've heard us being played before. I think maybe the first time I heard us be played on the radio was your show. And I remember when I was in Cedar Symphony,